Kick-Ass Vets, sharing tips to help empower you to take control of your career. Hi, everybody. Thanks for tuning in and welcome back to Kick-Ass Vets podcast. This is episode 10, Veterinary Relief Locums. Love them, leave them, or join them. This one is a topic that is very close and true to my heart, being both a full-time, part-time, and locum in various stages of my life. I have experienced all aspects of this. However, I feel very strongly when people start harassing and attacking locums for various aspects, because in this vet world where our rates of burnout, compassion fatigue, and suicide is so high, we really just need to be supporting each other. And locums are a subset of the population that has chosen to take control of their lives, have made the changes that they need in order to feel fulfilled and to find what they need in the profession. And then for people to be incredibly cruel and mean and aggressive towards locums and say that they're thieving, say that they're lazy, say all of these things, it's really quite saddening, and it hurts me, because as a locum, I don't do these things to be thieving. I don't do these things to, I'm not working to try to take advantage of clinics. I work very hard for the clinics where I work. I have great relationships with the clinics where I work, and I charge appropriately for what I'm doing, and therefore it's very disheartening when people would imply that me making a choice to better myself and improve my own life is somehow a negative aspect. So that's kind of what we're going to chat about, and chat about locums and the different criticisms that locums get and how we respond to that. And then at the end, we'll talk about whether or not we should love them, leave them, or join them when we're referring to locums. So let's just start by going through some various criticisms that locums will get and kind of, you know, Kick-Ass Vets' response to these types of things. So one of the biggest issues is that locums are accused of charging rates that are inappropriately high and taking advantage of clinics that are in a bind. The reality is locums set their rates based on what they feel is fair, what they feel is appropriate and achievable in a given situation or location. And at the end of the day, if the clinic feels that that's too high, they can just say no and they don't hire that locum. The locums aren't demanding that the clinics hire them. They're just saying, this is what is worth it to me to work that shift. And if that clinic is in an undesirable location, if that clinic is an undesirable place to work, and you know, locums are just actually trying to get paid appropriately because most vets are underpaid, it's not inappropriate for them to charge whatever they would like. The locum market is a free market. If they're charging too high, then another locum will charge less, and eventually supply and demand will have everything sort itself out. So you can't say that a locum is charging inappropriately high and is taking advantage of clinics, because if the clinic had other options, then they would take those options. So obviously, if they don't have other options, it's not inappropriately high. A lot of clinics will argue, well, we don't have a choice. We're just stuck paying that high rate for the locums, or they're the only ones that are available. Well, I say to that, you do have a choice. Don't hire locums if you feel their rates are too high. If you really feel that the rates are too high and it's not worth it to your clinic to be open that day and pay that locum, then close your clinic for the day, and eventually the locums will have to charge a lower rate and everything will settle itself out. So if you're paying those rates, it means that it's financially worth it for you to have the clinic open and pay that rate. Even better, what I say to clinics is make it so that you don't require locums frequently. Keep your full-time staff happy so that your need for locums don't exist. Pay your staff better, create a better work environment, and improve the efficiency of your business so that you have a more desirable clinic and then you don't need the clinics in the first place. Another really important thing to look at is the locum rates. when you look at what vets should be making, not what they are making, but what they should be making based on what they're bringing into the clinic, you should be taking this value and multiplying it by at least 1.25 to get a casual rate. And this is a factor of locums not being paid vacation time, not being paid CE or continued education, not being paid sick days, and also having their have to pay their own disability, their own health insurance, their own professional indemnity, their own licensing fees, their own VIN memberships, all of these things that clinics would pay to a full-time employee. Locums still need these things and have to pay for them themselves, and their rates have to justify that. Another big thing that people will say about locums is that they're lazy. And they say that they're lazy because they only want to work certain hours and they want to leave on time. Those are the biggest arguments that I hear for people calling locums lazy. The reality is locums are taking shifts with certain hours. They're saying, this is what's worth it to me. Maybe they need to go pick their kid up from school and they would rather not work that shift and be there to pick their kid up from school than work that shift. So if they say, I can only work till 3 and I need to be out by 3, that's not them being lazy. That's them prioritizing life so that work doesn't take over. And you know, if you work a shift, you should be getting out on time day to day. Yes, there's going to be the odd exception, but locums aren't lazy for wanting to get out on time. They're realistic people advocating for themselves and prioritizing life over work. And that's not being lazy. That's just protecting your own mental health. Another argument that you get is that the locums are princesses, and they're called princesses because they don't want to perform certain procedures, or they don't want to work overtime, they don't want to be on call, or they want accommodations or travel expenses paid for by the clinics. My response to that, and Kick-Ass Vet's response to that, is as vets, we cannot be experts in everything, and that means that every vet will not be able to perform every procedure. Veterinary medicine is a self-directed profession, and if a vet feels uncomfortable or is unable to perform a certain procedure or surgery, they shouldn't be in a situation where they're being told to do that. It's not good for the patient, it's not good for their client, and it's ultimately not good for the clinic. There should be a conversation when you interview the locum about what procedures they are able and not able to perform. And if a locum doesn't want to work that, or doesn't want to do that procedure, you either don't plan that procedure for the day or you hire a different locum. Those are your options. Also, in terms of them not wanting to be on call, being on call is stressful. Being on call is a life choice. It's a quality of life, and it's not fun. It's difficult to be on call, and some people tolerate it really well and it's not a big deal and they're able to sleep, and other people just continually hear their phone going off in their dreams and waking up and don't sleep. For those people, it is not worth it to be on call. They're not being a princess. They're just saying what's worth it to them, yes or no. And if they're saying they won't do it, once again, the clinic has the option of hiring someone else that can. The other component of this is locums requesting accommodation or travel expenses. Well, think about it. Locums still have houses. They're still paying mortgages. They're still paying rent. If they had to pay for flights and accommodation every single time they took a shift somewhere that wasn't local, then it wouldn't make it worth it. They essentially would come out not having made any money from that period of time. So clinics have the option of hiring locally to avoid these expenses. If they can't find a local vet, that means that their clinic location is less desirable, which means that bringing in someone from a different location is what they have to do. And that market, that supply and demand, then means that accommodations and travel expenses are what's worth it to fill that shift. So clinics always have the option of hiring locally. If they can't, locums aren't princesses for wanting those expenses paid. They're just doing what they need to do to make those shifts financially feasible and viable for them. Otherwise, it's not worth it, and they would just say no to the shift. Another big complaint is that clinics have is that they can't get consistent quality of locums. Well, welcome to veterinary medicine. I don't know what to tell you, but people are not all the same. Clinics are not all the same. As a locum, you deal with the fact that clinic to clinic, there's huge variability, and sometimes the medicine is not where you would like for it to be. So my response to that is A, get used to it, because if you're hiring locums and different people, you're going to get different people. And also, whenever you have a new locum that comes into your area that you might use, you should be interviewing them just the way that you would for a full-time or a part-time employee. Therefore, you're determining whether or not they're going to be a good fit, whether or not they have the knowledge, whether or not they have the skills that fit with what you want to provide as a clinic. Another big issue that you get is clinics being angry or thinking that locums are inconsiderate for not being able to work every day that the clinic needs a vet. Oh, you know, you hear clinics, I'd be happy to, you know, I'd be happy to pay that, but I can't get someone to work on a Saturday. Or I'd be happy to pay it, but I can't get someone to work over Christmas. Well, locums have families. Locums don't want to work weekends. Just like you want that day off, they want that day off. And locums aren't out there saying, oh, clinics are so inconsiderate for asking me to work these days. It's just whether or not it's worth it for that locum to work that day or that shift. Also, you know, clinics will think nothing about asking a locum to work 20 days straight with short turnarounds and having them do, you know, come in late, stay late. But locums are considered inconsiderate when they say, no, I won't do that turnaround, or no, I can't handle that, I'll be sleep deprived. So realistically, the locums aren't being inconsiderate. They're protecting their own mental health. They're protecting their license by not practicing in a sleep deprived manner. And clinics should be cognizant of the fact that locums need to sleep sometimes and they have a life. And if they can't work a shift, they have to be okay with the locum saying, no, I can't work that shift, and not try to make them feel guilty or like a jerk for not filling that shift. The other thing that I hear, which just drives me up the wall, is that locums are considered entitled for demanding that they're paid the overtime hours they work. I cannot stress this enough. We should all be paid the hours that we work, period. Full-time, part-time, locum, I don't care. If you are working, you should be paid for what you're working. Yes, you should be efficient. Yes, you should be doing your best for that clinic and be working as hard as you can for that clinic. But you should be paid for every moment that you're working at work. And if the situation of that clinic and that day demands that you work longer hours and the clinic doesn't let you just walk out because an emergency came in, then you should be paid for those hours because you're bringing an income to that clinic for those hours. So, you know, those are the main points that are consistently kind of thrown at locums. So it's quite frustrating because realistically the locums are just saying, this is what's worth it to me, yes or no. And clinics always have the option of not hiring that person. So I just briefly want to talk about the top three reasons that vets leave jobs, because I think it is very applicable to this conversation. The main reasons that vets will leave jobs is because of lack of professional growth or feeling of fulfillment in their jobs. The second is anxiety or burnout from day-to-day job, which is affected by schedule, hours, and your work environment. And the third is poor compensation. So if you look at those three aspects, what have locums done? They have taken control and molded their jobs to address those main three reasons why vets leave jobs. They've taken control, and frankly, Kick-Ass Vets applauds them for not just leaving the profession and making sure that everything that they need is there and they are being fulfilled. So I say locums are not thieving, they're not evil, they're just simply doing what they need to make their professional life work for their personal life. So in summary, you know, love them. Kick-Ass Vets loves vets that have decided to take control and make their careers fit their needs. And we encourage everyone to not criticize them, but applaud them and start changing their lives, whether that's their full-time or part-time roles, to make sure that they're getting that same fulfillment that locums are getting. The second is leave them. If locums aren't working hard, if they're charging inappropriately high compared to what the market is, then leave them. Also, there's nothing forcing clinics to hire the locum. If clinics would fix their work environment, appropriately pay and change their schedules and all of those things so that someone felt happy in a full-time role there, they wouldn't need locums. So by all means, please, clinics, eliminate the need for the locum. I would be more than happy to work full-time if I could get the things I needed out of a clinic. The other question is, do you join them? Are you not getting what you need in full-time employment? Do you wish that you could make your own schedule, charge the rates that reflect your work, and have that diversity? And maybe locuming is right for you, and maybe you should join them. And maybe until we all start joining them, then clinics will start to change, and we'll start to see that there's more than just the opportunity to work that people need to be satisfied in their job. So thank you for listening. And, you know, if you're considering becoming a locum, but you're not quite sure, you can always check out our Kick-Ass Consulting and we can have a chat and decide whether or not that's a good life choice for you financially, as well as emotionally and professionally. And as always, advocate for yourself. You are the only one that will. And thank you again for tuning in, and we'll see you next time.